Commentator Aaron Freeman would like to offer this history lesson.
Nazi Germany failed to exterminate its Jews, but succeeded in eradicating its Negroes. After World War I, the victorious Allies divvied up the world. France got, among other things, the Rhineland region of Germany. Paris occupied the Rhineland with troops from its Algerian and Moroccan colonies, many of whom were black. Over the course of France's occupation, through a combination of caprice, romance, and sexual assault, there came to be in the Rhineland hundreds of Afro-Germans known as the Rhineland Blacks, or more commonly, Rhineland Bastards. Like dark people everywhere, they were discriminated against. And like us all, they wanted to fit in. They were Germans. They loved their Führer, their country, their beer, though not necessarily in that order. But affirmative action was not a part of the Nazi agenda. In Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler described the blacks as an insult to Germany. Unlike in the United States, however, Rhineland blacks enjoyed the same official status as any citizen. Quiet as it was kept, however, a special tribunal called Commission No. 3 was formed to deal with the Rhineland bastard problem. About 400 adolescent and pre-adolescent children were rounded up and sterilized, often without their parents' consent. That was the genocide, and it worked. The Afro-Rhineland ethnicity was erased from the future of Earth. They would not reproduce. Whatever wild Morocco-German fusion culture they might have created shriveled and died as the Rhineland blacks did. There would be no Wiener Schnitzel kebabs, no sweet jasmine sauerkraut, no sandy desert robes worn over lederhosen. Outside of Germany, few knew the Rhineland blacks ever existed or that they ceased to. They have no names or memorable images or songs. Spike Lee did not dramatize their plight. They were a tiny brown demographic bubble that rose to the surface of the gene pool, then popped, never to be seen again. Their only life is in memory. I promise to remember.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.